Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. This is Thursday, the 18th day of April, 2024. I'm Andrea Jeglum, associate with the law firm of Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg, PA. With all of the increasing complexities of global trade to manage, I wanted to spend just a couple of minutes today on the U.S. export filing. This filing, which can be an afterthought for many exporters, is the resulting declaration of your export classification and licensing determinations, as well as your valuation and origin decisions. The U.S. export filing is submitted to the Census Bureau. This bureau sits within the Department of Commerce and is responsible for compiling and publishing the official foreign trade statistics. The statute and regulations for the filings are found within the Foreign Trade Regulations, or FTR, at 13 U.S. Code Sections 301 to 307, and in 15 CFR Part 30. An export filing is required when goods are sent from one U.S. party to one foreign consignee when the value of the goods exceeds $2,500 per Schedule B or Harmonized Tariff Code when grouped by domestic or foreign origin, and when goods require an export license or any type of export reporting. In order to file correctly, the Commodity Code Classification, the Export Control Classification, Licensing Determination, Value and Origin Determination all must be correct. The filing can be done by the party in the U.S. who derives the benefit from the export, which is usually the exporter, defined by the regulations as the U.S. principal party in interest, USPPI, or by the USPPI's agent, usually a transportation provider. The filing can be done directly with Census through the Automated Export System, AES, or through an approved software that connects to AES. Generally, the filing must be submitted before the loading and departure of the cargo, depending upon the mode of conveyance per the regulations. Once the filing is complete, an internal transaction number or ITN is received as confirmation of the successful filing, and the information declared is called the Electronic Export Information, or EEI. Exporters and transportation providers frequently use the terms AES, ITN, and EEI interchangeably to discuss the export filing generally. The regulations require that exporters maintain the EEI records for 5 years, and we suggest that exporters perform a risk-based audit of these records to ensure their accuracy. The foreign trade regulations provide for civil and criminal penalties for missed, late, and incorrect export filings. The regulations refer to a $10,000 penalty per violation, but this amount is updated for inflation and is currently $16,971 per violation. If you notice potential errors in your EEI data, the regulations require that they be fixed. Although the exporter may be responsible for any errors in the data, the EEI record must be fixed by the original filer. In addition, Census offers a generous voluntary self-disclosure process that it considers a strong mitigating factor to any civil or criminal penalties. The disclosure process itself is quite straightforward, but the work involved for reviewing and correcting the records can be time-intensive for some organizations. To conclude, exporters should periodically review their export filing process to ensure that they are providing good export documents to the filer, the filer is transmitting the information correctly, and addressing and correcting errors timely.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.